afternoon and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Travelist Radio. I got you all. You know that's not the intro. Dan Schlossberg is not in with us tonight. You have me again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Roger Noriega. And hey, you know what this program is, Travelist Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. As I mentioned, I'm Roger Noriega, filling in for Dan Schlossberg, and along with co-host Maggie Linton. Now, it must be heavy, heavy traffic. Maggie has not shown up just yet, or I may be having trouble with the switchboard. No matter, we're going to move forward. This is the 278th episode of Travel Itch Radio. Every week at 8 p.m. Eastern, we interview hoteliers, transportation executives, city, state, and national tourism officials, authors, writers, broadcasters, and others involved in the world of travel. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest tonight is Vicky Nash, CEO of Resort Trends, Inc. And I want to welcome you, Vicky, to Travel Itch Radio. And Vicky, forgive me, I may have blown the intro. Why don't you go ahead and correct it?
You did it fine. So I'm based in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. That might be the only thing you were missing, Roger.
Thank you. Thank you. Story of my life, but we're good.
I'm pleased to be here.
Thank you. And I promise you, we will stick to our plan. I go off plan every now and then, and I think I just do it to infuriate Dan, but hey, we will follow the script.
Hopefully he's listening.
I know he will, because as you know or don't know, this program is live around the world right now. And once the program ends, it will be available via podcast. It's usually available within 20 to 30 minutes after the program ends. So most of the audience does catch it as a podcast. But they know this, and now you know this, and we're going to get down and dirty. So, Vicky,
all right.
Tell people about Colorado as a world-class ski destination, but don't know it also as hot springs. Would you tell us what the topography, specifically the Rocky Mountains, have to do with the hot springs?
Well, a hot springs is naturally occurring and is produced when geothermally heated groundwater rises through rock fissures and cracks in the earth's crust. And there's a high concentration of thermal water throughout Western United States, although they're found all over the country.
Wow. You know, I went to Denver once myself, and I never would have thought there were hot springs. But that's just me. We hear there are more than 30 hot springs in the state. Are they all over, or are they concentrated in the foothills and the western slope of the Rockies?
That's right. They're all on the western slope of Colorado in towns like Glenwood Springs, Ouray, Pagosa Springs, Salida, Buena Vista, Steamboat Springs. So Western Colorado.
Got it. Is Glenwood Hot Springs Lodge and Pool the biggest hot springs resort?
You know, Glenwood Hot Springs Resort is home to the largest mineral hot springs pool in the whole world. So not just in the United States, but that is one big pool.
How did it acquire its Spa of the Rockies nickname? And yes, Vicky, I want you to know that as I was asking you the question, I was doing the air quotes.
Because that's what's on our sheet. And there's a reason for that. So visionaries in literally 1887, in the late 1800s, set out to build a world-class spa resort in Glenwood Springs that featured the healing waters and the elegant Hotel Colorado. Soon, our town became known as, quote, Spa in the Rockies, with visitors like Teddy Roosevelt, President Taft, the unthinkable Molly Brown, Al Capone. They all came here, and international travelers were coming for these waters. So with that history, it was only natural that the name of the spa at Glenwood Hot Springs Resort is called Spa of the Rockies.
No doubt, with such a glorious history. Now, I know you gave us a date in there, but can you tell us when was the hotel built and how many rooms it has?
Sure. The historic bathhouse opened in 1888, so it is celebrating its 130th birthday this year. The Glenwood Hot Springs Lodge that is there today actually opened in 1986, so quite a long time after the bathhouse opened. And it has 107 rooms.
It definitely is big. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Vicki Nash, CEO of Resort Trends, Inc. And, of course, we're visiting with Glenwood Hot Springs Lodge and Pool. So I have to ask, as you know, it's always all about size. I understand your pool is enormous. Is it open all year?
Yes, the pool is huge. It's over 2 blocks long, and it holds nearly 2 million gallons of water. And it's open year-round with just a few closures for some routine maintenance, but it's enjoyable summer and winter.
2 million gallons of water. You know, I'm out here in water-starved California. Do you realize that I have no idea what 2 million gallons of water is?
So think of 2 city blocks in a big hole in the ground. It was filled up.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough. I have to ask, is the pool open to outsiders who want to indulge for a day, especially people from California?
Absolutely. Visitors and locals relax at Glenwood Hot Springs Pool every single day, every single day.
That's cool. Well, if the pool is open all year, any of your guests can ski and swim on the same day. So I have to ask, where are the closest ski slopes?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing to be able to do. And our hometown ski area is called Sunlight Mountain Resort, and it's about 10 miles away from Glenwood Hot Springs. And we're also situated right between Aspen, you may have heard of Aspen, and Vail.
Oh, yeah.
So we are in world-class ski area, right in our backyard.
Wow, that is cool. Yeah, you know, I was talking about size earlier, and then you go and mention the big names. Way to go.
That'll give you some perspective.
That most definitely. Isn't the temperature of the hot springs too hot, though? I mean, how do you control it, you know, not only in the pool, but in your therapy pool, normally known as a hot tub?
Well, the water comes from the ground at 122 degrees Fahrenheit. So obviously it has to be cooled before it flows into the pools where the bathers are soaking. So there's city water that's mixed with it to get it down to lower temperatures. And there's two parts to the pool. The therapy pool is 104 degrees, which might be a little warmer than maybe your small hot tub at home. And then there's a larger pool that's kept between 90 and 93 degrees, and that has lap lanes, a diving board, you know, it's more of a frolicking kind of, you know, family fun pool versus the therapy pool was really for soaking and getting those joints all heated up.
That's cool. I appreciate that. Now, I mentioned briefly that I went to Denver back in 07, but I haven't had a chance to go to, say, Yellowstone. And the geologist in me understands that generally you get a strong sulfur smell. Me, being a first-timer there, if I ever do get to go, is there, dare I say, that aroma there as well?
Yes. And actually, that's one of the primary minerals in this water that comes out of the earth here in Glenwood Springs is sulfur. So there is the noticeable aroma, and a lot of people think it smells like rotten eggs. But that's why it's so healthy, because you know, kind of have to feel like you're getting something special out of that water, all those extra minerals.
That's fair. I was trying to work the line of rotten eggs in there, but I'm not. That's good.
That's what it's like. But you get used to it.
Now, fair enough. Being that, say you're in your neighborhood, every now and then when you smell rotten eggs, usually it's not a good thing. For me and for those of us that have not been there, is it something that really does overtake you, or is it something that maybe it's like one of those deodorizers in a home? How strong is it, if you could, explain it to us? Yeah.
So when it comes right out of the earth, it's a pretty pungent aroma. But once it flows into the pool, because they're so enormous, it's larger than a football field. That gives you a better perspective, probably. You really, when you're in the water, you can't smell that sulfur smell at all. But if you were at the source where it actually comes right out of the earth, you are definitely smelling that sulfur pretty potent.
Cool. Appreciate that. That's good to know. Now, returning to the lodge itself, is Glenwood Springs Hot Springs Lodge primarily a family resort, or does it also attract honeymooners, leisure travelers, tongue-tied Californians, or is it good for business? Is there a minimum age? And no, I have not had anything to drink.
Maybe you should.
Probably.
You need to soak in a pool, Roger. It is truly multi-generational, and there's no age limit. So often I hear people say, my parents brought us here every year when I was a kid, so now I bring my family. So we see grandparents, parents, and their kids all traveling together. People have their weddings poolside, or maybe a bachelorette party, little bride and bridesmaid gathering at the spa. We have an athletic club, so there are members that are doing laps in the pool. They're participating in water aerobics. Businesses hold retreats there. There is a meeting space available in the lodge. So it really accommodates everyone all year round.
Now, Vicky, forgive me. I'm definitely going off script on this one. I may have asked already, but again, I apologize. I now have a sip of my Cherry Coke, so I'm doing much better. But the impression I have of Hot Springs, yeah, I know. I may have it together now, but forgive me. The impression that I have of Hot Springs are maybe something like in Iceland where it's out in the open. They're at the resort, pool out in the open, or are they covered, or some are, some are not? And forgive me if I did ask this earlier.
No, it's completely outdoors. All the water that you're sitting and soaking in is completely outdoors. And then there are little sheltered areas along the poolside, and there's a big bathhouse, so you can go inside and eat at the grill. There's a full-service spa. And then, of course, the hotel is directly across the street. So everything is all right there together. But the pools themselves are outside.
That's cool. I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Travel Edge Radio with Roger Noriega and Maggie Linton, who I'm sure is here in spirit. Please find the archive show here on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Edge Radio on Facebook. And, folks, we're also on iTunes. You can look it up as Travel Edge Radio or NDB Media. And I believe you can also search for the specific name of the program, such as tonight, Glenwood Hot Springs Resort. You can also look it up on iTunes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Vicky Nash, CEO of Resort Trends, Inc., and she's here speaking on behalf of Glenwood Hot Springs Lodge and Pool. Now, Vicky, you did email me earlier, and I know I haven't covered it right here, but what connection do you have to the lodge? You can straighten me out on it, because I know I haven't given you credit. I know you said something in the email.
Well, I own a public relations and tourism marketing firm, and they happen to be my fantastic client for 17 years. So I work with travel writers and TV production companies to try to get them featured on, let's say, the Travel Channel, or write blog content for their website and social media pages, that type of thing. So I've lived in Glenwood Springs 23 years and started my company Resort Trends 17 years ago, and Glenwood Hot Springs was my very first client.
Wow, that's cool. I mean, we have your website, so our listeners would know if they wanted to connect with you.
Sure, resorttrends.com.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, I want to thank – we're halfway through the program, folks, but I do want to thank Vicki Nash for joining us. She's covering for Jeremy Gilley, who is not well. Our good thoughts are sent to him. I understand that he has a cold, and he just is a bad cold, and he wasn't feeling well. And I'm covering for Dan. Vicky's covering for Jeremy. So, folks, there you are. Ladies
and
gentlemen.
Second string, I guess, Roger.
Oh, second string, but let me tell you, we're first stringers tonight. And it's,
That's right.
Yes, we definitely are. It is our house tonight, and we're gonna treat it as such. And speaking that it's our house, Vicki, in your opinion, when is the best time to visit?
Well, personally, I love soaking in the therapy pool in the wintertime, especially when it's snowing and it's really steamy. It's almost dreamlike when you're kind of walking slowly through the waters. And there are fewer people in the wintertime, so it's very calming, especially in the evening. So if it's after dark and it's just a snowy night and the steam is rolling out, it's just almost surreal.
Now, being that I have a family, my daughters are in college and stuff. I have a 21-year-old and 24, and then my wife, you know, I can't believe it. We're on our way to 25-year anniversary. So this is the important question for us. What are your peak and bargain seasons? And most importantly, is it cheaper to stay midweek? That was the whole family thing.
All the key questions. Peak season is summertime for sure. After Memorial Day to Labor Day, especially 4th of July, that is the peak week for sure. That's when everybody is in town enjoying our hot springs. And after Labor Day, there are more discounts available. Most definitely staying a Sunday through a Thursday is always your best sold out all year round.
Wow. That's good. Even though that may be the case, you get a lot of repeat business?
Yeah, we get tons of repeat business, especially from the Denver area. Just with that multiple generation thing I was talking about, our guests are very, very loyal. So they come annually, a lot of them.
Oh, I bet. Now, do you offer any special packages?
There are lots of packages, and if the listeners want to go to hotspringspool.com, there's a package button on there. But let me tell you about one of the most popular packages. It's called Ski Swim Stay, which we kind of touched on a little bit earlier about talking about skiing and swimming on the same day, where children under 12 get a free lift ticket to Sunlight Mountain Resort with this package. And of course, the pool's included and lodging. And it's very popular. It's been around for decades. Very, very popular package. And there are also deals that include treatments at Spa of the Rockies or maybe rafting. So there's a pretty good variety for whatever you're looking for other activities.
Cool. Now, for our listeners looking ahead to Christmas week, I know I am. Should they book now?
That seems so far off. You know, holiday time always sells out. That week is super busy. So if you really, really want to go, best to book now. That will secure your spot. But it seems so far off.
Well, we just like to plan ahead. As a matter of fact, I'm already thinking of 2019, 2020, but don't judge me. I'm just trying to get through the correct pronunciations here.
Good for you.
Sounds cool. I appreciate it. Now, do most of your guests arrive by car, or are there other ways to get to the lobby for the resort?
It's a really easy drive from Denver on Interstate 70, 2.5 hour drive. So a lot of people just prefer to have their own vehicle. But many people enjoy taking Amtrak, which is the California Zephyr train, which is a really cool looking train. And it stops at our historic train depot right downtown. And the California Zephyr is really cool because it is the line that starts in Chicago and ultimately ends up in San Francisco. So we're just kind of halfway in between. But a lot of people like to ride from Denver up on the train. It's about a 5 hour ride versus the 2.5 hour drive.
That's cool, Vicki. I appreciate that. Just for myself, I'm a big train fan, and I'm glad you threw that in there. And I know what you're talking about, the Zephyr. It's one trip that I would love to make myself. I just haven't had the time yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And that's cool, knowing that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Vicki Nash, CEO of Resort Trends, Inc. And, of course, we are discussing Glenwood Hot Springs Lodge and Pool. Now, Vicki, our listeners always like to know more about our guests. So please, would you tell us where you were born, raised, and schooled, and how you got into broadcasting, and how you could, you know, give us maybe even a few lessons here. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah. And that's kind of funny. I'm not really in broadcasting, I don't think. I'm really in the tourism industry. But I guess I am. This is my debut for broadcasting.
Yeah, you got me on that one, Vicki. I apologize.
I just thought that was funny. So anyway, I grew up in Iowa on a farm, and I attended the University of Iowa where I sold spring break tours on campus. So that's how I got the travel bug and have been in tourism promotion ever since, and really technically for over 36 years of my career. After I graduated, I moved to Denver, Colorado, to work for a tour operator. Since then, I've been a tourism marketing director for Glenwood Springs and Snowmass Village, which is near Aspen. And I've worked for the Colorado Tourism Office, for hotels, golf resort communities. And we talked about this a little bit before, but 17 years ago in 2001, I started my public relations business, and my first client was Glenwood Hot Springs, but I've worked with clients all throughout the Rocky Mountain states, and that seems to be working out quite well for me.
That is so cool. That is awesome. Now, is there anything we haven't asked that you would like to add, now knowing that this is your debut for your broadcasting tour?
Yes, definitely. Well, one of my newest pet projects is called the Colorado Historic Hot Springs Loop, which is a 720-mile route throughout western Colorado that highlights 19 different hot springs. So I'd like everybody to check that out. You can go to colorado.com/hotspringsloop, and it'll show you the map and all the towns. It's Steamboat Springs, Glenwood Springs, Ouray, Pagosa Springs, and Chaffee County. And it's literally all connected with scenic byways and hot springs. Fabulous.
Vicki, again, forgive me for going off script, but I have to ask, being in Colorado or in Denver even, do a lot of people know of the springs? And let me elongate the question. I'm really going to blow this question, so forgive me. Do a lot of people know that there is a spring there, and that there are even up to close to 30 hot springs in the area? Or is it something that, everyone knows about?
I think people are definitely familiar with Glenwood Hot Springs just because it's so enormous. I mean, it's literally the biggest pool in the world. So, and it's been around for 130 years. But it's truly an emerging industry in the United States versus where it's well established in, let's say, Germany or Japan, Australia, New Zealand, China. people are aware of them, but they probably aren't aware of how important they are as far as wellness and just associating it more with wellness versus just a fun thing to do. So we're trying to change that. We're trying to make people more aware of it, especially with the hot spring week.
Yeah, you know, Vicki, when you mentioned your program on visiting 19 Springs, it's not that I wasn't listening, but it dawned on me. So wait a minute, 19 Springs? Wow, that's just, it's not the impression that I would have. And that's why I asked you that question a moment ago that, wow, my English teacher is rolling in her grave, so I'm not going to even go down that road again. But it's just, I'm still impressed. I had no idea that there were so many. I mean, I know you
can have
them in Denver, but come on, man, share the wealth.
See, we're not all about skiing in Colorado. There's lots of things to do.
Yes.
They're
water-related.
Water-related. Even though we're landlocked, we have all these water activities.
Oh, yes. And I'm envious of the fact that I turn on the tap with for the 7 days I was in Denver. The water that came out of the tap, I couldn't believe it. There was nothing. I've seen Rocky Mountain water, and it is, oh. We don't have that here in L.A. We don't.
Yeah.
So
you know
I'm
what?
Definitely envious.
You know, do you know what river runs through my town? The Colorado River.
The one? Yes.
It's the one, and it starts in Colorado.
Okay. I was going to say,
so
well,
we
you know
really
what?
Awesome.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say we have really awesome whitewater rafting in the summer on the Colorado River in Glenwood Springs.
I was really going to be smart and say, really? It's the Colorado River? Why don't you get a bottle, put a note, and see if I catch it down at the lower end. So wait a minute, that might be illegal. We don't want to do
that. There might be a couple of dams in between us.
That's right. Yes, yes. All kidding aside. No, that is cool. Wow. I know we're maybe a little ahead or maybe a little bit behind, but Dan, he is, oh my God, he is ever the professional. His programs are 30 minutes on the mark. I forgot to mention, and everyone who knows when I cover for him, they are never 30 minutes. I apologize. So I'm sure we're going to go
right
on just
on
a bit
time,
more.
Roger.
We actually are. But I'm really sad because I really enjoyed this conversation, Vicki. I really have. But I do want to thank you. We are speaking to Vicki Nash. She is the CEO of Resort Trends, Inc., and she is here speaking on behalf of Glenwood Hot Springs Lodge and Pool, the spa of the Rockies.
It was a pleasure chatting with you, Roger. So be sure to visit us in Colorado.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I do appreciate that, Vicki. A lot of fun. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, before we go, I want to remind listeners that it's not too early to start thinking about gifts for Mother's Day, Father's Day, and graduation. So for the baseball fans in our audience, try Dan Schlossberg's book, When the Braves Rule the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta, or the New Baseball Bible, both from Sports Publishing. Check them out on Amazon.com or in the sports sections of major booksellers. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, and we'll be talking with former Major League umpire Al Clark and his travel adventures. Of course, this is Roger Noriega pinch hitting for Dan Schlossberg and, of course, co-host Maggie Linton, who was here in spirit, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night, ladies and gentlemen, and have a great time. I got to tell you, I had a good time. I've got to visit the lodge myself. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the holiday and get to traveling. Again, Vicki, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Roger. It was a lot of fun.
And, of course, our intro and outgo is not working. Dan's going to kill me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there we are. Ah, there it is.